AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 4,500 tons of ready-to-eat chicken products after finding the products may be tainted with the Listeria bacteria. The USDA blames at least one death and two other illnesses on the pre-cooked chicken. Recall involves three dozen products marketed under the Tyson and other labels. They were shipped nationwide to retailers and institutions, from hospitals to nursing facilities, restaurants, schools, and military locations. The Los Angeles lawyer who sued former President Donald Trump has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Jennifer King has more.
Michael Avenatti rose to fame representing Stormy Daniels in 2018 lawsuits against former President Donald Trump.
Americans deserve to know the truth about their elected leaders.
His political aspirations evaporated in 2019 when prosecutors charged him with fraud, saying he was enjoying a celebrity lifestyle while cheating clients out of millions of dollars and failing to pay his taxes. Now he's been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening the company with bad publicity. In a statement, former client Gary Franklin Jr., a Los Angeles Youth Basketball League organizer, said the lawyer's actions devastated him financially, professionally, and emotionally.
President Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan ends August 31st, adding the goal has been achieved.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year of fighting in Afghanistan is not a solution, but a recipe for being there indefinitely.
The Defense Department is readying for thousands of Afghans wanting to leave their country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Taliban is making gains.
They have taken dozens of district centers. That is true. We believe that they mean to threaten provincial centers as well.
This is AP News. A Georgia man has been arrested in the killing of three men at a suburban Atlanta country club.
Authorities in Georgia have announced the arrest of a man in connection with the killing of three men found shot to death on a golf course last weekend. A Cobb County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Cobb County Sheriff's deputies and U.S. Marshals arrested Brian Roden more than 25 miles from Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw, where the slain men were discovered Saturday. No further information was provided on the arrest. Police said golf pro Eugene Siller was gunned down when he approached a pickup truck that had driven onto the 10th green. Two other men, including the vehicle owner, were found dead from gunshot wounds in the bed of the pickup truck. I'm Mike Gracia.
A California state judge says victims of the 2019 synagogue shooting near San Diego that killed one person and wounded three others can sue Smith & Wesson, the manufacturer of the semi-automatic rifle, and the gun shop that sold it to the 19-year-old gunman. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.